This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. New provincial rules have been rolled out by the government in relation to increasing affordable housing access and regulating short-term rentals. Though many of these regulations don't necessarily apply to Cortez Island because of the framework, there is an option to opt in for each electoral area on a yearly basis.
The first announcement came on October 20th in regards to housing density and zoning regulations and the process for approving new zoning regulations. The rules would see single-family residential zoning allow a secondary unit or an accessory dwelling unit, or an ADU. The new rules that rolled out on November 2nd will limit the short-term rental accommodations in hopes to divert the residences to long-term rental units instead. Anyone operating a short-term rental would also be required to register as a business.
This was confirmed and discussed during a recent SRD Electoral Area Services Committee meeting, as well as in the Regional District meeting on November 8th. Regional Directors Mark Von Nesch and Robin Mulwini commented and questioned the legislation.
Director Mulwini?
Thank you. One other question I had that it maybe seems like was covered in more in the technical briefing than it has been on any of the public-facing websites was the provincial information that I've been reading was talking about business licensing for short-term vacation rentals, and you're talking about business licensing for all businesses. Is that if there was an interest in opting in for business licensing for short-term vacation rentals, does that necessitate an electoral area for opting into all business licensing, or are those separate processes?
That would be at the will of the board.
Thank you. And my other question was the reason that I referred the original report to the Electoral Area Services Committee, and it's around short-term rental use and the report which said that short-term rental use is essentially illegal on Quadra Island and that all of them should be on a commercially zoned land. And it seems to me that a short-term rental use, which is incidental to the residential use, lands within the description of the home-based business definition. And I do have the home-based business definition here, and I will share with you that it says a home occupation is an occupation, profession, or craft, which is clearly incidental to the use of a dwelling unit for residential purposes or to the residential use of a lot, and does not change the essential residential character of the lot. I guess what I'm questioning is, if staff could speak to the language that is in the current zoning bylaw, which indicates to staff that all short-term rental use is being considered commercial and requiring commercial zoning, as opposed to being considered a home-based business for those who also live on the property. Thank you. Through the chair.
SRD staff confirmed that they consider short-term rentals on residentially zoned land to be illegal until defined by a bylaw review.
Your home occupation requirements are specific to a profession, an occupation, or a craft. So you have to be offering a profession, conducting some sort of an occupation, or providing a craft. So other home-based business regulations throughout the regional districts also contemplate the next layer, which is bed and breakfast. But unfortunately, to date, we have not been able to get to that point with Quadra. We did do some reports years ago that didn't, unfortunately, move forward with the previous electoral area director to try to address the home occupation occurrence within Quadra. We can address that through your OCP process once we determine what the will of the community is. We've done a similar thing with Cortez. We did a survey out to the people in Cortez so that we could gauge what the appetite was for short-term rentals as we move into their zoning bylaw review, which is currently happening now, November through early 2024, so that we can contemplate where the community would like to see or not see short-term rentals, or whether they want to see them at all. So those are the kinds of things that we can move forward on.
The SRD staff affirmed
that does not meet the definition of a dwelling unit and is a commercial use. Think it seems strange to me that you would consider that a commercial use rather than a incidental to the residential character of the building, which is containing the home occupation, which is in the definition of home occupations.
Director Mawini elaborated on the common existence of quadra residents hosting short-term rentals at their primary residence to make ends meet. The director continued.
And the provincial legislation is saying that it is essentially going to be allowed if it's in your home or if it's on a property in which you live. That is exactly what I'm referring to. I'm not talking about commercial use when somebody owns a home and they live not even in Area C, but they're renting it out commercially. And maybe they're one of these people that you're talking about that has the high level of property ownership and renters. But for me, when I see the provincial legislation, it sounds like they're actually approving for it to be a mortgage helper or help you to subsidize the expensive life that we find ourselves living in many cases right now. And that doesn't seem to be that the province is suggesting that those are commercial use. That the province recommending that people who's are having a short-term vacation rental in their principal dwelling or on their property are requiring a commercial business license as well?
Yes, that is a requirement of the new legislation.
Staff went on to challenge Mawini's concerns by stating,
provincial legislation provides provisions to regulate short-term rentals, recognizing the impact that it's having on our housing market. The challenge here is to try to revert back to more long-term residential use with the requirements that are coming into play, hoping that some of these short-term rental users will actually remove those units as short-term rentals and turn them into more long-term residential use. All of this legislation is still contingent upon local government bylaws. So certainly those are the next steps forward. I just can't give you a timeline on when that will happen.
Mark Vanesh also commented at the November 8th regional board meeting about contacting the provincial housing minister in regards to small communities having an opt-in process for the new density zoning legislation that has also been introduced alongside the short-term rental regulations.
Director Vanish. First of all, I welcome this legislation. I think it's a good, solid move by the province to just think about housing as homes rather than investments, especially in small communities like our own. Similar to the Airbnb legislation around smaller areas, in this case under 5,000 people being able to opt in, I contacted the housing minister on this one asking what is the opt-in process, and he says that there is an opt-in process for smaller communities to be able to opt into this as well, which I think is really interesting. So this seems like a real potential for us to be able to increase density in ways that local areas can opt into.
It appears the regional directors for Quadra Island and Cortez Island are getting their questions answered, and some of their inquiries are yet to be determined by the provincial government. There will be more updates and research into this new legislation in upcoming regional board meetings. As SRD staff noted in the electoral committee meetings, Cortez Island has just begun reviewing their zoning bylaws for the first time since an initial attempt was made by the former regional director, Nova Anderson, in 2018. Due to a series of delays, that process is now beginning again in November of this year and will continue into early 2024. As discussed in the SRD meetings in November, much of the legislation is up to the individual electoral areas and municipalities, with the option to opt in if they are of a smaller population, under 5,000 people. Some of this will be determined by the SRD's review of the bylaws for Cortez Island. SRD will host an open house at Manson's Hall on December 11th from 1 to 4 p.m. for residents to stop by and review that draft zoning bylaw. The last time zoning bylaws were updated for Cortez Island was in 2002 which is actually when Cortez Island was a part of the Central Regional District. In 2008, that broke off into the Strathcona Regional District, which is what Cortez Island is now a part of. So the zoning bylaws have not been updated since Strathcona Regional District has been its own entity.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.